It's Forces Radio BFBS with Rich Wyeth, and we're coming to that period of the year where it gets all very festive. Yes, Christmas is just around the corner, and maybe a fitness regime might not be as good as it should be during that period of time. Well, this week on The Breakfast Show, we're giving you a chance to win a Boost Box Protein Advent Calendar. Now, we're going to find out a little bit more about that and how you can keep fit this Christmas period with Kurt Weston, one of the men behind the Advent Calendar.
Hi, Richard. Thanks for having us on. So the idea came about really from last year. My partner and I, Sam, had a small protein chocolate advent calendar, just kind of your run-of-the-mill advent calendar with small bits of chocolate that were just slightly higher in protein than a normal piece of chocolate. And we thought that was a really great idea, but actually it might be nice to give people a sort of larger hit of protein, you know, that sort of 20 grams that you might want from a sort of post-workout or something. And so really give that to someone instead of just a sort of token bit of chocolate. So we thought 24 full-sized protein treats, one for each day of December up until Christmas.
Sounds good, obviously, to try and help you keep on track with your fitness regime during that period. So what advice would you have then for those that are looking to stay healthy throughout the Christmas period?
I think there's two things, really. I think one thing, you need to have the word balance in mind. I think, you know, obviously Christmas is a time when you can do a lot more socialising, a lot more Christmas parties, that type of thing, you know, buffets flying around, treats in the office, things like that. And so it's about thinking, how can I balance my sort of diet to know that, okay, if I'm going to have this, you know, bit of, you know, Yule log now, you know, maybe I'll just have slightly less for my dinner later on, and just trying to balance things out so you're not feeling deprived, but you're also not sort of straying too far into the naughty camp as well. So that's definitely one thing. And I think the other thing is planning ahead. And, you know, if you know you've got your Christmas party or some drinks with work, so you're going to feel a bit worse for wear perhaps the next day, don't plan to train on that day, and just really think about planning ahead and taking full value from all the socialising that you can do in December, but also try and stay on track at the same time.
Yeah, because there's lots of mess do's that go on in the garrison come December and that. So people are very, very busy. And squeezing the fitness regime isn't always easy, is it? So what extra challenges do fitness fans have to face during this festive period?
Well, I mean, I think in terms of fitness, you know, you're thinking about two things. It's your nutrition and also actually fitting the fitness in a very busy December period. As I said, with the nutrition, I think it's about balancing that and making sure you enjoy yourself, but at the same time, not straying too far from what you should be doing. And in terms of fitting fitness in, I think it's just remembering that actually you can make some really great gains over the winter period, however hard it can be to drag yourself to the gym on a sort of cold, wet December morning. Just really think sort of 6 months ahead into the summer and realise that if you've been working hard throughout the winter, you're going to reap the rewards, and you're already going to be looking in great shape by the time the summer comes around. You'll already have a head start on everyone else. So really just remembering that, enjoy yourself, but also realise that actually the winter can be a great time to make some serious progress.
I mean, you've got a great wealth of knowledge here about fitness and nutrition and how to stay healthy. How did you actually get into fitness yourself?
So I've gone through a few sort of different interests in fitness. Played football, managed a few football teams when I was younger at university. Then I went on to run a marathon about 5 years ago, and then sort of slowly moved into weights. I did two bodybuilding shows over the last couple of years. Now probably moving away from that into more powerlifting, and so I'll probably be doing a powerlifting competition within the next year, I think, once I get my numbers high enough. So really, that it's just this kind of interest in lots of different types of sport that have sort of got me into wanting to give some of that knowledge to lots of different people and try and get our products into the hands of people who are interested in fitness and not necessarily just one sport.
Now, we've been mentioning earlier about the protein advent calendar, getting that little treat every day of an extra bit of protein. So how would this small change then, by having this advent calendar, positively impact on a person's health?
Well, I mean, I think one thing is just going to give you a kind of boost every day. If you're into your fitness, it's going to give you a great tasting protein snack that you might not have thought, you know, a protein snack could taste this good. And in that sense, you could be getting a really great tasting thing. Might mean that you don't feel you want to eat the office donuts instead because you've already had your treats that day. And so, you know, in that sense, we just think that it can really help rejuvenate people's fitness games in the cold winter months when you probably don't feel like going to the gym. It's just going to give you that kind of pick-me-up and that boost that you might not otherwise have.
Sounds absolutely brilliant if you ask me. Sounds good. And sometimes I can be tempted by those extra little festive treats, but having that'd be great. Keep me on the fitness track myself. Kurt, thanks very much for those top tips.
Thanks, Richard.